Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history.
I basically fell off the roof as I was climbing from the ladder onto the top of a roof a few days ago. And I really have nobody to blame but myself. In many ways, the accident was like was a lot like Jews and diversity. It was the result of various decisions and bad decisions over a period of time, and then becoming comfortable with the bad decision and forgetting that it's a dangerous decision. I'm normally extremely careful with anything that I do outside or mechanically. And this is the first time in my life, it's actually the first time in my life that I can say that I've had a serious, let's call it industrial accident. And it's a lot like Jews and diversity. They just keep pumping in the stuff and all the bad decisions. And then it looks like it's a terrible decision, but society is holding up. And then they come up with another bad idea and another bad one. And then because society doesn't collapse, then people eventually say, yeah, this is good, this is good. Well, I did the same kind of thing, and it had to do with a ladder. But I'm not going to bore you with all the details. It started out with something special that I did. Then I was too lazy to change something, and one thing led to another, and I was even using the thing dozens of times, and there was no problem. It was in a fixed position, and I was using it dozens of times, and nothing went wrong, and I became comfortable with that. And then one day, I went a little bit too far, and the original error and the original bad decision is what bit me in the ass. And when it went wrong, it really went wrong. Next thing, I found myself flying through the air, and I woke up on the ground after being unconscious. Anyway, so my physiotherapist actually gave me very strict orders yesterday that I must stay away from the computer screens for the next 10 days, that I must make every effort to stay away from computer screens. So I hit on the idea of recording stuff on my phone so that I can then turn it quickly into short videos. So that is the process that I'm going to be following for the next 10 days, and it will allow me to put stuff on my website and to communicate things that I want to communicate so that people can get it and that there is useful stuff going out, and so that I can make the most of my limited computer time. She's given me time periods to stick to, and they increase with each day. So after a week, it's more than double the time. But even so, it's a lot less time than I used to spend. It's a lot less time than I used to spend on my computer. So it means I can't reply to emails. I can only do important things. And so what I'm doing is the most important things. Plus, I'll post some things on my websites and quickly create like short videos every day, so that at least while I am recovering, that I do something useful. Apparently, according to the physio, your brain does a lot of processing when you are looking at a computer screen. So this is new to me, and I'm just taking her advice as is for now. The only thing that happened that is of concern to me is I've never had such bad concussion before. I've never fallen like this before. I've never had an accident like this before. So concussion does concern me, because the brain is almost a liquid and the brain's been smashing around inside the skull. The brain has an amazing ability to fix itself, but I don't want to take needless risks. So I've got various cuts and bruises all over the show in different places as I fell. But the worst injury was when I hit the back of my head on some planks, and the planks cut into my head. But it could have been much worse. At the scene of the accident, all kinds of other things. I could have fallen on all sorts of other things that would have been even worse. Could have hit my head on brick. I could have hit my head on pieces of jagged iron. There are all kinds of things I could have fallen on. It is quite amazing. I estimate that my upper body, my best guess at this point from just standing against the wall and just doing a few guesses, but my upper body was at least 9 feet off the ground, maybe even higher. My feet might have been 8 to 8.5 feet off the ground. I will do proper measurements next week to see, because everything I've left the ladder and everything in its position, etc., because I still want to go and do measurements. What was interesting is how far sideways I fell. It looks like I fell more than a meter, more than 3 feet, maybe even 4 feet. But I think it was about 3 feet. Let's say 3 feet. I must have fallen about 3 feet to the side when I fell, which is quite amazing. And it's actually good, because if I'd fallen a shorter distance, I could have fallen on even worse things than I fell on. Most of my body actually landed on gravel. It was just my head that actually hit planks. And the best that I can make out from what happened, I was busy investigating a leak on the roof. And there were many, many things that I did wrong, okay? So I was actually up and down the ladder. I was climbing up, looking, coming down, going back up, etc. And as part of the process, I took photos. So I took photos, and then I put my phone in the kitchen, and then I went back outside, and I started looking some more and doing various things, including climbing up the ladder. I must have climbed at least up the ladder, maybe at least three times when I got to the point where I fell. So the ladder had been in that position for months. The ladder's been in that position for months, but there's a problem with the way the ladder is, and I'm not going to waste your time with all the stories behind it. But bottom line is, it was one bad decision. You get used to the bad decision. You leave it like that. You carry on and on and on, and you forget about things, and you forget about your bad decision. You assume everything's okay, and one day you go too far. And then quite a nightmarish situation occurs. So from looking at the messages that I sent and the photos I took, etc., I know the time of the accident to within 5 or 10 minutes. And my best estimate is that when I hit the ground, that I lay on the ground unconscious for 10 to 15 minutes. That's the most likely period of time, 10 to 15 minutes. The longest time period I could have been out is 18 minutes. But I think I was unconscious 10 to 15 minutes. And I lay there on the planks, bleeding, and I found where the blood was and so forth. You could see all the place where the blood had been running down. Anyway, what is interesting about the accident, just from a interest point of view, is that I can remember absolutely everything. I remember what I did before the accident. I remember the accident itself. I could see things happening. I could feel things happening. I knew what was happening. And the ladder began to slide. But everything happens so quickly and unexpectedly, again, because I'm used to all the bad decisions. And when it happened, it happened so quickly that I couldn't really think of a solution. Suddenly, I'm here above the roof, moving. Most of my body is above the roof, and suddenly the ladder is busy sliding away from the roof with me on it. And everything's happening so fast that I can see the motions, I can feel the motions, I know what's happening, and I have no freaking clue what I'm going to do about it. And it happens so quickly. And the last thing I know is something like I'm in the air. And the next thing is I wake up on the ground and I'm groggy. So I don't recall hitting the ground, but I wake up on the ground. I'm lying on my back and I wake up on the ground, spread out. And it's not too uncomfortable. I don't even know that I'm lying on planks. And I get up and I'm groggy. And as I get up, I don't even have to look around. I know why I'm there. I know exactly why I'm there. And I know that I've just fallen off the roof. I can remember it. So it's not like I've lost any memory of anything. And the moment I got up, I knew exactly what had happened. And I was still weak and I started stumbling towards the kitchen. And as I walked, I quickly started regaining strength. And I have the voice messages and the photos that I took of what happened. Maybe later I can put the photos all up. But I actually went and listened to my first voice messages. Because I went and I contacted a family member and I said, listen, I've just fallen off the roof. While I'm at it, let me quickly play the first two audio notes that I sent after I got up from the fall. They are both 14 seconds long and I sent them to a family member. So you'll see exactly what I knew and said when I got up off the ground. So I'd just gotten up off the ground and stumbled to the kitchen. And you can listen to this. Here it is. Two of them.
Hi, Vessel. I just fell off the roof. I feel I'm recovering, but I fell off the roof. I was investigating a leak. There's a lot of blood on my head. I must have hit my head on something on the way down. I just touched my head and there's a lot of blood.
So what I didn't know was that I'd not hit my head on the way down. I hit my head on the ground. But anyway, that is how that went. And I battled to get a chance to get to hospital. I have a hospital plan, and I called a neighbor from Europe. She's a lady from Europe who lives nearby. And I asked her to call an ambulance. I gave her my medical card. And then after a while, she said to me, listen, she can't take the sight of the blood. And she thinks she'll rather leave. She thinks she won't be able to handle the sight of the blood. So she left and I waited for quite a time. And then my family member, who's like 100 kilometers away, he said to me, you know, you must stop waiting. You must try and get to the hospital. So what we did was he said to me, why don't you just call an Uber? But Uber isn't going to pick up somebody who's covered in blood. So why don't you just wash yourself clean, put a hat on and try and call an Uber and get to hospital. So I went and I tried to wash my head a bit, But when I washed it a bit, there was just so much blood that I just saw, no, this isn't going to work. This is going to take a long time. And the bleeding is still carrying on. So anyway, I then started contacting other neighbors, and one guy led to another guy, and I found a guy nearby who actually had been a medic, an Afrikaans guy. So he said to me, I'll come to you. I said, no problem. I can just walk to you quickly, because I was feeling okay in terms of walking. And so I went out and I walked a little way down the street to his house, and he put on his gloves and everything, and he said that he will see what he can do to fix me up. And after he looked for a minute or two, he said to me, no, he thinks there's nothing he can do. We must just get to hospital immediately. So by the time he got me to hospital, we were at the hospital, and then the message came through that the ambulance was at my house. But the ambulance had taken more than 2 hours to get to my house. And it's something that it's part of my hospital plan that I apparently pay for. Anyway, so this guy had so kindly managed to sort me out and get me to the hospital. And then he left me there. And they went and they stuck. They went and they cleaned the wound and they shaved my head. And they put staples in because there's like a Y-shaped cut on the back left top of my head. They put in staples. Then the most important thing was they sent me for a CAT scan, and at least the CAT scan is done by Whites. So the CAT scan was done by Whites, and then I had to wait about 20 minutes or more for them to get the CAT scan results. CAT scan results found a few minor things, like some of the stuff to do with old age. I'm 59 years old, so they found a bit of arthritis and stuff. But they basically said that there's no brain damage. So that's the most important thing. However, brain damage can still come if you don't heal properly. It's not likely, but it can be there if you act like an idiot. So I'm trying not to act like an idiot, and I'm trying to recover. Today is the fifth day. I fell on Sunday. Today is Friday. So it's 5 days afterwards. It's 5 days almost exactly, almost exactly to the minute of the time when I was unconscious. So 5 days ago at this time, I was unconscious. So today is Friday, the 28th of October. So I got a clean bill of health, and I got an Uber, and I was driven home. I got home by about half an hour before midnight. But I didn't go to sleep, because I had heard in the past that if you sleep, that it exacerbates any kind of concussion issues. So I actually stayed awake the whole night, and decided in the morning I will go to my own white doctor, an Afrikaans guy. I'll go to him and just let him check everything out. So first thing in the morning I went there. His nurse came and took everything off, checked everything, cleaned a little bit more, but said the healing process had begun. Doctor said that all is good, and any kind of brain damage is unlikely, but it can happen. So you've got to be careful, especially the first week or two. So that is pretty much where things ended on day one. Then I went and I had a good amount of sleep. On Monday, I slept 12 hours. On Tuesday, I took it easy and slept 15 hours. Got a good amount of sleep in. I live alone, so I have to take care of all my own stuff myself. So I was doing the minimum stuff that I need to do in order to take care of myself. Then on the Wednesday, I managed to urgently get an appointment for physiotherapy because my neck was really, really sore. And it's from the fall, and it's stiffness in the muscles from the fall. I had had a neck, not quite a neck injury, but a back injury that kind of affected my neck about 9 years ago. And my neck had been fine all the years. So I'd even forgotten that you need to put like a warm press on your neck. And by Wednesday, my neck was in a lot of pain, despite taking the painkillers that they'd given me. Then a family member reminded me about heat and cold, and I said, ah, yes, now you've reminded me of something. I must put a hot press on my neck. That helped a lot, but I went for physiotherapy on the Thursday. On the Wednesday, I decided to see if I'm steady enough to be able to drive my car. By the Wednesday, I noticed that sometimes if I move quickly, that I can feel a little bit dizzy. There are certain things that you have to watch out for brain damage. So things like nausea, vomiting, etc. Dizziness is not quite one of them, but dizziness is not a good sign. And I was looking to see if there were any wounds and things anything that could be a long-term issue. So I was resting, but I didn't know about computer screen issues that I only discovered on Thursday. Anyway, by the Wednesday, in preparation for the physio on Thursday, I wondered whether I needed to use an Uber to go there or whether I could just drive there since it's not far. So I started my car and I drove a little bit around quiet roads near my home, just a little bit to see how am I bending my neck, how am I feeling, etc. And I felt confident enough that on Thursday I drove to the physio. However, once I was in the traffic and the cars were racing by, etc., I started feeling a bit uncomfortable and almost a bit dizzy while driving. But then that came right. When I went to the physio was excellent. She asked lots of questions, a nice white lady. She asked lots and lots of questions, and she did all her stuff, and she told me what exercises could do. I used to be a skeptic about physio 10 years ago. But then one day I hurt my shoulder. I hurt my shoulder really badly with squash. And it is the greatest pain that I've been in. It was even worse than this. I couldn't even move. When I climbed into bed, I had to climb into bed and lie in only one position and not move in the slightest. I was in absolute agony. And that was when I went for physio. And that physio was magic. And from there onwards, I developed a serious respect for physiotherapists. So this time, I didn't need anybody to tell me to go for physio. My doctor didn't even recommend physio. Oh, mind you, he did. He did say to me that I could go for physio. But I, anyway, was already thinking of it. Anyway, so I went on the Thursday, and she went through everything, and then she told me about what I must do, exercises I must do, and I will see her again next week. But she did all her stuff, and I felt a whole lot better. And the whole exercise of just, that's the other thing, is other people seem to indicate that you must just lie and sleep and all that. But I know that from medical stuff that you mustn't just always just lie in bed. A long time ago, when I was a kid and even before I was born, I know that people used to go to a hospital and they'd lie in a bed for like 2 weeks or 2 months without moving and stuff like that. That's actually wrong. You must get moving. Your body adjusts and your body can recover faster, but you just mustn't do things that injure you. So anyway, I've made sure from the beginning that I can move as much as I can. And yesterday, especially with the physio, I noticed that all the movement and the driving and the up and down with the physio as she makes me sit up or move here and there, that there was quite a bit of dizziness. Although I'm not dizzy like I'm going to fall. I feel dizzy, but I'm fine on my feet. And the physiotherapist said she sees that I'm sure on my feet. Anyway, after that, by the time I went home, I was feeling great and I could move my head quickly and I could turn nicely and I was in the traffic and I was feeling fine. It was a big difference in an hour compared to me quietly puttering along, going to the physiotherapist. By the time I left, I was feeling confident driving the car, not hassling about anything, almost feeling normal. And so in the last 2 days, some of that dizziness and that little bit of nausea that had been there has now disappeared. And I can move with much greater ease. I'd say that the difference between Wednesday to Friday today has been quite a big difference. But I'm also aware from physio that muscles and stuff take 48 hours to repair. So even after the fall on Sunday, I knew that by Tuesday there'll already be quite a difference. So all the time I did walk around and I did get up and I did do things, but I was spending far too much time in front of the computer. So for the next 10 days, I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to stick to the quotas. My only other concern was that my left eyeball was feeling very sore after the fall. My left eyeball was feeling sore, and the only thing that scares me, the only other thing other than brain damage that scares me is detached retina. Detached retina was something I never knew anything about, but my mother was living with me in 1986 in Johannesburg when I was still battling, didn't even have a car, and my mother started going blind in her eye, and I got her to a doctor, to eye specialists, and they operated, and it turned out it was a detached retina, and they tried to fix it and it didn't work, and she remained blind in her eye for all of her life. And the detached retina comes from blows to the head. There were things that happened to her that caused it, and so detached retina is the only thing that scares me, because I've seen what happened to my mom. And I myself had some eye problems where I was watching problems with my one eye, and it was my left eye. So I just want to make sure. I've sent off an email to my optometrist to just ask a bit about any advice she may have, because that is the other thing that I want to watch for, because concussion's not something I've had, but I have already had issues with my retina, so that bothers me. So otherwise, I fell. I didn't break any bones. I've got cuts and scratches and things all over the show. Some funny bruises in funny places, like I had a nasty bruise on my arm where my watch was. And it was amazing the amount of bruising around the watch. The watch itself is fine. And yet the bruising was intense, and on my lower leg I had quite a cut on the one leg, but nothing that is a real issue. Right from the beginning, the doctors had me check my hands. Can I move my hands? Can I open and close my fingers? Can I touch things? And they all are perfect except for my middle left finger. That one has lost its sense of touch on the sides and the top. But the bottom of the finger, the fingertip, can still feel fine. So something has been affected there, and it's still quite dead. So maybe that has to do with the fall. Maybe I fell on some kind of nerve. But otherwise, I'm able to walk and I'm moving faster each day. And each day is getting better. So in about 3 days' time on Monday, I will go to have the staples removed from my head. I'll ask the nurse to take photos. But I'm still going to take care of what I do over the next 10 days. So I'll be trying to post on my website more and more, and I'll try to record as many things as I can when I'm not on my website so that I can put up some things, and I hope that people will find it interesting. But anyway, this is like my accident report, just so that you know what's happening. But otherwise, in terms of memory, in terms of thought, I've been reading, I've been doing things. I've actually kept my mind busy. You're supposed to relax, but I just make sure I sleep. And trust me, I sleep as much as I can physically sleep. And then eventually I get to a point where really I can't sleep anymore. I really need to get up. So in that sense, I've done as much as I can. And then I'm trying to see what things I can do that are useful. I will make sure that I do some things that are relaxing, but otherwise I want to do productive things again. There's no need to sit around and loaf around. Time to get on and do some work. I'm a Nazi, and a Nazi has to carry on working. Okay, that's what Nazis do. That's what whites and Nazis do. We fucking work. So that's enough for today. There's your first update. But I will do more recordings and videos, and I'll be chucking them out. The goal is to chuck them out daily. But otherwise, nothing that I can notice that's different. I think staying away from the computer the last 24 hours, between that and the physio and all that, and just the various movements, I can see a difference already just in 24 hours. So I think I was pushing the computer stuff too much, and that was starting to affect me. And now I've brought that to an end, and it's a good thing. So the physio has had another side effect, a benefit. So let's get on with other topics that relate to whites, the future, the past, Jews, our racial enemies, and all the various crap that we face. And just remember, diversity is like my accident. I have nobody to blame but myself. It's based on one bad decision, and you get used to the bad decision, and you're climbing up and down the ladder. No, this is good, this is good. You do other things, you start getting used to it, you make other bad decisions, you become comfortable with the bad decisions, and one day all that bullshit comes to an end, and you find yourself waking up on the ground with fucking blood coming out your head. So diversity is like that, and Jewish bullshit is like that. So don't listen to these Jews, don't listen to these Blacks, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. Rest assured, all our nations are going to crash. All of civilization is going to crash. And it comes from listening to crap and being slack. And my accident, can't blame anybody except myself. And I know everything I did wrong, all my wrong decisions, but I'll tell you, this has been a good wake-up call. And I will be taking measures and safety precautions like never before. I've always been a careful person, but I'll tell you, I'm going to do it like seriously, very seriously now. I walk around the scene of where I fell and everything, and I said to myself, look at this, look at that. Couldn't I have thought about this? Couldn't I have thought about that? Wasn't that a stupid thing to do over there? And now I look back on it and I say, this was an accident waiting to happen. This could have been so nasty. So there is an aspect of luck in it as well. By the way, before I forget, I must tell you something else about animal instincts. When the ladder was busy sliding and I fell, as it was sliding and I had no idea what to do, that's when just natural reactions kick in. Something from the animal and the DNA inside you just kicks in. And I remember very clearly as this thing was sliding, at a point I was holding on to the rungs of the ladder. And as this thing is moving with me on top of it, and I'm actually moving off the roof, I'm actually heading into danger zone, I actually let go of both. With both my hands, I open both of my hands and I let go of the rungs. And not only do I open my hands, I lift my hands about 20 centimeters, almost a foot. I open my hands, both my hands, I open my hands and I lift them like anything from half a foot to a foot above the rungs. Now, on the Monday, once I was starting to recover from this, I thought to myself, if only I had clung on to the rungs, if only I'd clung on to the rungs for all I was worth, maybe, you know, then I wouldn't have fallen off. Well, I went back to the scene of the accident and I looked at the ladder and I could see where it had moved and everything. And you know what? Where I was holding the rungs, if I had held on to the rungs for all I was worth, with my weight on top of that ladder and that ladder moving, I would have probably torn or mangled all my fingers. I'm not joking with you. All of my fingers would have been torn, cut, or mangled off. And I must tell you that that is an insane, horrible outcome. I would not have wanted to wake up and see my fingers mangled. I think it would have been the most horrific shock of all. But I looked at it and I can tell you, looking at the scene of the accident, if I had not lifted my hands up off those rungs, I would have been in serious, serious trouble. I would probably have totally fucked up my life. But at the time that I was slipping off, I could not see or think of a reason to lift my hands off the rungs. But I did. And it was just a natural thing that came from inside of me. I did not do this consciously. I just, for no freaking reason, suddenly let go of the rungs with both hands and lifted them up. And to be honest with you, it was the most amazing result. If I'd not done that, it was better to have fallen like that than to have had all my fingers ripped off and mangled. I can't even begin to think of the horror of that. So, to me, it's like the animal inside me made me do it. And I tell you, that is probably the strangest thing of the whole thing. And this is just one of the things I remember. But yeah, it was quite an experience. But my first true industrial level accident, and I'm going to do my freaking utmost. In all my years, I've always been careful. I've never really had an industrial level accident like this. Make no mistake. I'm going back and I've got a family member who does a lot of dangerous industrial work. I'm telling you, I'm going to be consulting with him all the time. I'm going to be so careful on anything that I do that can turn into an accident. I will never look at anything the same way again. And maybe it's going to be the best thing. Maybe in the long run, it's going to be the best thing that's happened to me. There's always something you can learn from everything that happens to you. no matter how negative it is. Everything can be learned from. In fact, to quote Nietzsche's statement, anything that does not kill you makes you stronger. And there it is. Anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I leave you with that.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.